Have you ever noticed how debentures can significantly influence financial strategies? Understanding these financial instruments is crucial for informed decision-making. This chapter will reveal the intricacies of debentures and their practical applications. Get ready to delve into the world of debentures and enrich your financial knowledge. In this lesson, you will understand the scope, objectives, and structure of debentures as important, tax-attractive long-term debt instruments. You'll learn to define and differentiate between non-convertible, secured, and unsecured types of debentures, along with their specific features and real-world examples. Next, we will identify key features as well as the legal context and regulatory framework governing debentures, including international perspectives. Additionally, you will evaluate the advantages and drawbacks of debentures for both issuers and investors, considering modern trends like green and digital debentures. Finally, you will master key terminology related to debenture instruments, including indentures and covenants, enhancing your understanding of their structures. Understanding debentures is crucial as they represent tax-attractive long-term debt. They often serve as efficient, non-dilutive financing for businesses. Familiarity with key terms like coupon rate, maturity, and principal will enhance our comprehension. It's important to examine how interest structures and redemption options work. We'll also explore the role of the indenture and outline the chapter flow, from attributes to classification and benefits. This approach will prepare us for a deeper discussion on these financial instruments. Understanding debentures enhances our knowledge of corporate finance. A debenture is essentially a debt instrument that companies issue to raise funds. Investors receive a fixed income promise, as these instruments pay interest at a predetermined rate. At maturity, the principal amount is repayable to the investors, ensuring a clear repayment obligation. It's important to note that non-convertible debentures cannot be transformed into equity shares, making them pure debt instruments. This unique characteristic sets them apart in the financial landscape. Debentures play a crucial role in corporate finance, acting as long-term debt instruments. They are primarily categorized by security into secured and unsecured types. Secured debentures provide a safety net for investors, as they are backed by specific assets that can be claimed in cases of default. Conversely, unsecured debentures rely solely on the issuer's reputation and creditworthiness, presenting a higher risk. A popular form among investors is the non-convertible debenture, which offers fixed interest without an option to convert to equity. Understanding these distinctions helps investors make informed decisions in the financial landscape. Secured debentures, crucial in finance, represent debt backed by specific assets that protect investors. In case of default, the collateral can be liquidated, ensuring that debenture holders are repaid first. This backing reduces risk, leading to generally lower interest rates. A practical example is Tata Motors Financial Services, which issues secured non-convertible debentures with asset-backed assurances. By understanding secured debentures, investors can better navigate their financial choices. Unsecured debentures represent debt instruments without specific collateral backing. This means there is no asset pledged, leaving investors exposed if the issuer defaults. Confidence in these investments hinges on the issuer's creditworthiness and financial reputation. As a result, unsecured debentures often offer higher yields to offset the added risk. A prime example is Adani Enterprises, which issued these debentures to fund projects while providing attractive yields. This highlights the classic trade-off between risk and potential return in unsecured debt financing. Debentures are essential instruments for stable investment returns. Fixed returns mean you can expect predictable coupon payments on a set schedule, whether monthly or annually. Another aspect is the cumulative option, where interest is reinvested, and you receive a lump sum payment at maturity. Alternatively, the non-cumulative option pays interest periodically, ensuring a consistent cash flow. This variety allows investors to choose what best suits their financial goals. Understanding these features is vital for making informed investment decisions. Debentures also play a significant role in providing medium to long-term financing. For instance, real estate firms utilize long-term non-convertible debentures to support substantial projects. It's important to note that holders of debentures are creditors rather than shareholders, meaning they lack voting rights. Additionally, debentures are freely transferable and are often listed on exchanges, enhancing their liquidity. Understanding these features is crucial for investors looking to navigate the debt market effectively. This knowledge empowers informed investment decisions in various financial contexts. As we delve into the legal definition of debenture under the Companies Act, 1956, we see a broad statutory ambit that includes various instruments like debenture stock and bonds. Notably, charge optionality allows these instruments to exist even without creating a charge on the company's assets. This flexibility in structuring enables the customization of financing terms and security arrangements. Furthermore, being grounded in the Companies Act, 1956 provides a regulatory anchor that ensures both consistency and enforceability in the market. Understanding these dimensions empowers stakeholders to navigate financial decisions more effectively. Understanding global perspectives on debentures helps in navigating cross-border financing. Terminology varies by country. For example, in some regions, a debenture is synonymous with bonds or notes. However, the core nature of these instruments remains that they are long-term debts with fixed obligations. It's vital to remember that labels do not equate to legal rights, as actual rights stem from the contracts in place. When dealing with international instruments, cross-border caution is essential. Always verify local usages. Finally, adopting a document-first approach ensures a comprehensive understanding of covenants and security beyond just the name. Debentures serve as a vital bridge connecting long-term capital needs with the demand for stable incomes. From an issuer's viewpoint, they create a pathway for strategic financing aligned with their financial timelines. Meanwhile, for investors, debentures clarify the anticipated timing and amount of their payments. This alignment fosters predictability, matching expected cash inflows such as these with payment outflows over different economic cycles. Looking ahead, we will explore how issuers and investors possess distinct advantage sets in this framework. Debentures offer issuers a compelling means of financing while retaining control and ownership. Firstly, they provide non-dilutive financing, allowing companies to raise debt capital without issuing additional shares. This characteristic keeps ownership and voting rights intact. Secondly, the tax efficiency of debentures is notable since interest payments are tax deductible. This lowers the effective cost of borrowing, making debentures an attractive option. Lastly, issuers enjoy flexibility in structuring these instruments, customizing terms and coupons to suit specific investor preferences. This adaptability highlights the strategic benefits of choosing debentures for funding needs. Understanding the advantages of debentures can greatly enhance an investor's portfolio. First, debentures offer fixed returns through contracted interest, ensuring stable cash flows for investors. Additionally, they provide priority in repayment, meaning debenture holders have a higher claim on assets compared to equity holders. This makes them a safer investment during liquidation. Moreover, the liquidity of listed debentures allows investors to buy and sell easily on exchanges, providing quick access to cash. Overall, these benefits make debentures a compelling choice for those seeking reliable income and security. As we explore modern debenture issuance, let's look at some interesting facts. First, consider green debentures. A notable example is NTPC, which issued green non-convertible debentures to finance solar projects, emphasizing sustainability. Next, digital bond platforms like Zerodha and Groww have made it easier for retail investors to access and trade debentures online. Finally, hybrid or convertible debentures combine traditional debt features with potential equity conversion, broadening their appeal at issuance. These innovations reflect the evolving landscape of debentures today. Debentures serve as crucial debt instruments where investors lend money to companies, which in turn promise to repay with periodic interest. It's important to note that investors become creditors rather than owners, lacking voting rights, while maintaining priority in payment. These instruments typically offer medium to long-term financing, ideal for large projects and expansion efforts. Debentures attract investors by providing predictable cash flows through a fixed interest schedule, enhancing income stability. Furthermore, these instruments are transferable, which means they can be traded, offering investors increased liquidity. As we delve deeper into debentures, let's explore their fundamental characteristics. The nature of these instruments is that they are treated as movable property, issued either as a certificate or an electronic record, representing a loan made to a company, which is obligated to pay back with interest. Collateral backing varies. Secured debentures are supported by specific assets that offer protection for investors, such as Tata Motors Financial Services, which is backed by vehicle inventory. In contrast, unsecured debentures lack specific asset backing, meaning holders possess a general claim on a company's assets and usually expect higher interest rates for this added risk. Understanding these distinctions aids investors in making informed decisions based on risk versus return. Understanding the creditor status of debenture holders is crucial. They hold priority over equity holders when it comes to interest and principal repayment, especially in liquidation situations. Interest payments represent a charge against pre-tax income and are typically distributed on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual basis, with cumulative options allowing for the carryover of unpaid interest. The terms surrounding redemption and maturity are specified in the debenture certificate, where failure to repay can lead to legal actions or asset seizures. For instance, firms such as L&T often align their redemption periods with their cash flow to maintain financial stability. To illustrate, an 8% interest rate on a loan of 100 crores results in an annual interest payment of 8 crores, regardless of the company's profitability. The operational attributes of debentures play a critical role in their appeal. Debentures are now typically dematerialized and listed, facilitating enhanced liquidity for investors. For instance, Reliance Industries, debentures are traded on the National Stock Exchange, ensuring easy buy and sell transactions. Additionally, interest and principal payouts are executed electronically, using systems like Direct Credit, ECS, RTGS, and NEFT. This modern approach guarantees timely and accurate payments, making debentures an efficient investment choice. Understanding these attributes is essential for grasping the broader financial market dynamics. The operational attributes of debentures significantly enhance their appeal. Credit ratings agencies like CRISIL, ICRA, CARE, and Fitch play a crucial role in assessing the repayment capacity of issuers. Next, understanding rating tiers is vital. For instance, AAA ratings indicate lower default risks and attract income-focused institutions. HDFC's AAA-rated non-convertible debentures are prime examples highly sought after in the market. Additionally, specific eligibility requirements must be met to issue debentures, such as a minimum tangible net worth of 4 crore rupees and the classification of sanctioned loans as standard assets. These standards help ensure only reliable organizations participate in the debenture market, maintaining investor trust. Building on the operational attributes we just discussed, let's explore some key facets of modern debentures. First, green tagging ensures that funds are allocated specifically for environmental projects, backed by transparent reporting to maintain investor trust. Next, hybrid optionality introduces a layer of convertible rights, offering potential equity upside on a fixed income base. Digital access through electronic issuance and app-based trading is reshaping retail involvement, making participation easier than ever. Lastly, clear labeling, such as green or hybrid tags, supports compliance with investor mandates and ESG criteria, making these debentures more accessible to socially conscious investors. Let's delve into key terminology associated with long-term debentures. A call option allows issuers to redeem bonds early, often at a premium, useful when market rates dip. Convertibility grants holders the right to exchange debentures for equity, which can preserve cash but may sacrifice tax benefits. The coupon rate indicates the fixed interest paid on the principal, correlated inversely with market rates. Maturity marks the due date for principal repayment, ending the issuer's obligations. Finally, the nominal value serves as the base for interest calculations and pricing the bond. Understanding long-term debt terminology is essential for navigating the world of debentures. A put option allows the holder to redeem the bond before maturity at certain preset dates and prices. Security refers to the charge on immovable property, where mortgage priorities can vary among issuances. The tenor indicates the time remaining until maturity, which can affect risk exposure. An indenture serves as the comprehensive agreement, detailing collateral, repayment methods, and protective covenants. Lastly, a trustee is an independent entity that administers the indenture for debenture holders, ensuring their rights are protected. Understanding the debenture indenture is key for investors. First, it serves as a legal contract at the issuance, outlining obligations, benefits, and rights connected to interest and principal, which distinguishes it from a debenture. It also identifies the parties involved and designates a trustee, often a bank, who acts on behalf of all bondholders. Moreover, the indenture captures essential economic terms like maturity, coupon timing, and features such as callability or convertibility. Additionally, it specifies covenants, along with default events and conflict resolution methods. Finally, the scope of the indenture is detailed through various articles, which encompass everything from interpretation to trusteeship and notices. Debenture classification reveals distinct fixed income variants. First, zero-coupon bonds have no coupons, issued at a discount, with their price decreasing as maturity rises. Next, deep discount bonds offer a steeper discount compared to zero-coupon bonds, and typically have long maturities. Floating-rate bonds adjust their coupon based on the market rate plus a fixed spread. Lastly, government bonds, sovereign and often tax-free, are favored for their risk-free appeal in high tax brackets. Debenture classification reveals important distinctions in fixed income investments. Cumulative debentures allow interest to accrue and are paid at maturity, making them a choice for deferred income. Non-cumulative debentures, in contrast, provide periodic interest payments throughout the year. Convertible debentures offer a coupon along with the potential for equity upside, converting to equity after a preset period. Partly convertible debentures provide a coupon until the conversion takes place, with the unconverted portion retained until maturity. Finally, non-convertible debentures solely offer a fixed coupon without any convertibility. Let's delve into the benefits and drawbacks within a conceptual framework. First, it's essential to frame the evaluation by balancing financing flexibility with fixed commitments and risk exposure. From the issuer's perspective, consider aspects such as cost of capital, control, covenants, and the maturity profile. Investors, on the other hand, focus on income certainty, priority, liquidity, and credit quality. Additionally, type sensitivity is crucial. Mapping features across various types, including zero coupon and convertible, reveals important distinctions. Finally, account for vital context variables like market conditions and regulatory settings, as they significantly influence evaluations. Understanding the benefits of debentures is vital for both issuers and investors. One key advantage is that interest payments made on debentures are tax deductible, significantly lowering the effective cost compared to equity dividends. Additionally, debenture holders do not possess voting rights, which means that ownership and control over the company remain intact. This feature allows businesses to raise funds without diluting shareholders' authority. Furthermore, the obligation of the issuer is limited to managing interest and principal payments as outlined in the indenture, protecting both parties involved. Overall, these factors contribute to the appeal of debentures as a strategic financing option. Understanding the advantages of debentures continues with their flexible maturities. These staggered redemption schedules can perfectly align with the company's cash flows and project needs. Additionally, fixed-rate debentures offer protection against inflation, maintaining predictable financing costs. This stability allows issuers to effectively plan for the long term, even during economic fluctuations. Lastly, debentures typically provide higher yields for investors, often exceeding bank fixed deposits by 2-3%. This makes them an appealing option for those seeking a robust income stream. Understanding the drawbacks of debentures is crucial for any investor. Fixed obligations can lead to distress, particularly for companies like Unitech, which faced bankruptcy during real estate downturns. Moreover, issuing more debentures raises leverage, as seen with the Adani Group's concerns over high debt levels. On top of that, a fixed coupon can be costly in low inflation phases, where issuers might overpay. Lastly, secured debentures limit flexibility since collateral, like Tata Steel's real estate pledges, ties up valuable assets. Modern debenture financing introduces exciting developments. For instance, green debentures like NTPC's offerings cater to ESG demand and can provide issuers with lower funding costs, while ensuring investors see impact-focused yields. Digital platforms such as Zerodha and Grow enable easier online access, which enhances retail participation, but may also lead to increased short-term volatility. In addition, hybrids like BYJU's convertible NCDs provide fixed coupons alongside the potential for equity upside, aligning with diverse risk appetites. Issuers face trade-offs including non-dilutive structures and tax benefits against the constraints of fixed obligations and higher debt-equity ratios. Lastly, investors are drawn by predictable income, but must navigate interest rate risks and potential credit complications. Let's delve into the two debenture issues from New Delhi, focusing on HDFC and Axis Bank. HDFC issues secured redeemable non-convertible debentures and warrants to qualified institutional buyers, providing security that lowers investor risk. In contrast, Axis Bank offers senior unsecured redeemable non-convertible debentures, which may yield higher returns due to their unsecured nature. The size of HDFC's issue reaches up to 5,000 crore rupees, compared to Axis Bank's 3,000 crore rupees, allowing for greater funding flexibility. Both offer differing security and ratings, with HDFC backed by collateral, while Axis Bank boasts an AAA rating. Understanding these differences ultimately reveals how they impact investor appeal and issuer obligations. Bonus debentures represent a unique investment option as they are free debt instruments granted to shareholders, providing them annual interest and eventual principal repayment. These debentures are allotted on a pro rata basis according to shareholders' equity, featuring a specified face value without requiring cash contributions. The interest on these instruments is characterized by a floating coupon pegged at 50 basis points above the yield of a 10-year government security. The redemption process follows a defined schedule, with staged installments leading to the complete repayment of principal. This structured approach highlights how bonus debentures can offer valuable financial benefits while maintaining shareholder engagement. As we delve deeper, let's examine the NTPC case snapshot. Here, for every 100 shares, investors received 100 debentures valued at 12.5 paise each, totaling 1,250 rupees. This setup generates an income stream, allowing shareholders to benefit without diluting their equity. The obligation is managed by utilizing reserves, similar to previous instances at Hindustan Unilever and others. However, remember that interest might be taxable, and the liquidity of these debentures will depend on their listing status. Bonus debentures bring significance in managing resources strategically. Gradual reserve use allows for staggered redemption, preventing sudden reserve depletion and effectively supporting a company's expansion plans. Additionally, these instruments facilitate low-cost borrowing by funding the company through shareholders at lower implied rates. Another advantage lies in the tax shield on interest, where interest payments can be deducted as an expense, reducing taxable profits and cash tax expenditures. By harnessing these benefits, companies can enhance their financial efficiency while planning for future growth. Bonus debentures offer substantial advantages for both issuers and investors. First, Holders benefit from secured instruments that generate periodic interest, providing a reliable income source. Moreover, when these debentures are listed, they enhance market liquidity, enabling investors to sell them when cash is essential. Importantly, issuing these instruments avoids equity dilution, ensuring that key financial metrics like earnings per share and return on equity remain stable. In essence, bonus debentures serve as a valuable tool in maintaining financial health while meeting investor needs. As we dive deeper into debentures, it's crucial to acknowledge some key drawbacks. First, cash flows from bonus debentures are delayed, as redemption proceeds only arrive at maturity, locking in your funds for the entire tenor. Secondly, the interest payments can be variable, often linked to G-Sec yields, which adds a layer of uncertainty to payouts. Lastly, it's important to note that the bonus amount is classified as a deemed dividend, leading to distribution tax upon issuance. Understanding these aspects is essential for a comprehensive view of bonus debentures. Bonus debentures also come with notable drawbacks. First, the periodic interest is taxed at your marginal tax slab, similar to income from fixed deposits, which can significantly impact overall returns. Additionally, liquidity can be an issue. Low trading volumes make it difficult to exit exchanges. Lastly, when selling these debentures, capital gains tax applies, but the rules around determining the acquisition cost can lead to confusion. Understanding these factors is essential for investors considering bonus debentures. Building on the dynamics of debentures, let's explore an intriguing case study involving LIC Housing Finance. They plan a mega raise of up to 43,000 crore rupees through non-convertible debentures. This approach allows them to secure non-dilutive capital for their long-term financing needs. Such moves signal strong investor demand for fixed returns, indicating a healthy market for fixed income instruments. This case reinforces the ongoing reliance on debentures within India's financial landscape. Let's review what we've covered in this lesson on debentures. We began with the definition and types of debentures, noting the differences between secured and unsecured instruments. Next, we explored key features such as fixed returns and the legal context that governs these financial tools. Then, we discussed the advantages and drawbacks that both issuers and investors face, including the implications of fixed obligations. Lastly, we highlighted modern trends and real-world examples like green debentures, showcasing the evolving nature of debenture financing. These insights will enhance your understanding of financial instruments in contemporary markets.